Kultur um 5.
Die New Yorker Band Elysian Fields rufen ihrem allgriechischen Namen bis hin zu ihrer literarischen Auflösung schon immer eine stark europäische Identität gepflegt. Der Samstag spielt Band am Gute Wellen, an am Vierfeld tut der Mark Lohmann der Sängerin Jennifer Charles und unter anderem über den Konzert hier neu Plak an altertümliche Musik geschwart.
Touch me now, touch me. Black acres are claiming me. They're claiming me.
You founded Elysian Fields in 1995, so there's an anniversary coming up for you.
That's exactly right. I don't know where the time was, but it feels like it was just yesterday.
And that was in your home city, New York. Today you are in Paris as a part of your European tour. That's no coincidence. You've always been very popular in Europe, without wanting to discard your cult following all over the world. But what are your feelings about this, and why do you think it has turned out that way?
That's a good question. A lot of it has to do with the logistics and the probably the socioeconomic models for some places, but we've been very fortunate to be able to make a career from coming here, and I think that there's also a great receptivity and sensitivity to the literature and poetic aspects of what we do, as opposed to in a place like our own country that is a more disposable culture.
Black acres, the wind is blowing. Black acres, the weather vane.
Of course, there are other countries that are equally as sensitive, and we do have fans in other parts of the world, and I don't want to neglect them. There are a lot of places that we haven't gotten to that we would love to, South America and other continents too. There are people all over the world.
Touch me now, touch me. Black acres are claiming me.
All the members of Jeff Buckley's band have played in Elysian Fields. You have played with seasoned Appalachian folk musicians as well, the bass player of The Roots, many others. How do you see the rest of your band, and how do you approach collaboration?
Well, the music community in New York is a very tight-knit one. If you are in a certain kind of echelon, for want of a better word. So Elysian Fields is the project of myself, Jennifer Charles, and Oren Blodau. So we are the main composers of this music. Been fortunate to work with wonderful, great musicians, but we think of Elysian Fields as kind of a musical collective. So it really is a part of everybody that we've got to play with, because everybody brings their own special sound and influence and their ears and their feel, and it also helps keep it interesting, I think, so we're not just cooking with the same ingredients all the time.
Would you like to introduce your current band to us then? Who are you on stage with?
So currently we're on stage with Olivier Perez on drums and Mathieu Lopez. They're two wonderful young musicians from France. They are from a town called Clermont-Ferrand, and we've been working with them for a couple years now, and they came to New York to record the new album with us. The new album is called What the Thunder Said, and it's really great to be working with these guys, and we're currently rehearsing with them, and the first date is tomorrow in a town called Sioux.
Great. We are going to talk about the latest album in a little moment. You also had a phase in your creative input where you started to reinterpret old Sephardic songs, sang in lots of different languages, Arabic, Aramaic, Spanish, Greek, Ladino. Is that interest still alive?
Of course, all my interests are still very much alive, right? You know, I think. And we made two albums for Zadik label, also John Zorn. We really wanted to take this early music from the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th century, from the Sephardic diaspora, and things that had been passed on mostly orally. I don't know if you've listened to a lot of early music, but it can have a very stiff and sometimes liturgical feel. We wanted to give it more of a feeling of the land, la tierra, and give it a certain kind of natural gravitas that was not so formalized. And so, for want of a better term, I would say that we also gave it an Elysian Fields interpretation, because that's what we know. It's just being ourselves and our own ears and influence.
Finally, the present then. Your latest album is called What the Thunder Said. It came out in May this year. The album is quite stripped down, very intimate also. It's a wonderful album. The title suggests a shock of some kind and also an implied message. What were the circumstances in which you made it?
I think that, for one, I'm, of course, very interested and influenced by nature. And I think that nature can sometimes dictate and parallel internal emotional states as well. So that's a lot where the title came from and that song.
How would you describe the feeling of playing this album live?
I really love playing this album live. It's been very immediate, and it does feel intimate, and it also feels exciting. And there is something so incredibly sacred and special about being able to commune with a live audience. I think very much the time that we're living in, people have been taking that for granted, and especially with people living through their screens and the separation of really dealing with each other face to face in the flesh, we've become more isolated in a way. So I'm very glad that live music still exists to have something immediate and visceral.
There will be an opportunity to create that situation exactly at the Gute Wellen, which is a beautiful little club where that encounter with the audience can take place up close, I believe. Do you know the venue already?
I don't think I do, and I'm very much looking forward to it. It's been a while since we've been back in your wonderful city, and very much we've been trying to get back there for a while, and so we're very thrilled to be coming this time. And I think my last memory of being in Luxembourg was playing basketball in the sound check interim outside of the club in my dress and high heels.
Basket and dress and high heels. Etwa war Gespräch mit der Jennifer Charles, Sängerin und Liederschreiberin bei Elysian Fields, der New Yorker Indie Noir Band, die zusammenstehenden Novent am Gute Wellen an der Stade Besuch sind. Die gehen um 7:30 ab. An dem Vierprogramm spielen übrigens Garcia Fonda aus der Auvergne. Auch das ein interessant Indie-Découverte.